I always call it a pan.
You specifically call a pot.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. If you were to cut some flowers and you wanted to put them in the house, you'd put them in a
vase.
And now, if you planted them and kept them inside the house, you'd call that a
planter.
Okay. Now, when you were eating at the table, the utensils that you use would be
spoon and fork and knife.
And
of course, usually Mother and Daddy were the only ones that got a knife, you know.
Oh, the kids didn't get...
No, we just got spoons and forks.
And no...
No knife. Mother and Daddy were the only ones. And, you know, I set my table like that to this day.
Do you really?
That's right. Wilfred and I get the knives and a spoon and fork. And if there's no reason for a spoon, Wilfred and I get a knife and a fork, and my boys get a fork and a spoon.
They'll probably do the same thing. They probably won't be setting tables up.
Probably not. Well, I don't know. With women's lib, they may.
What do you call the cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes?
Dish rag.
Okay. How about the one that you would use cloth or something to dry?
Drying towel.
Mm-hmm. How about the, that's very interesting. What would you call a small square of terry cloth that you'd use to wash your face?
Washcloth.
And after bathing, you dry yourself off with a
towel.
Now, at the kitchen sink, the pipe, I guess, that the water comes out of, you'd call that the...
Drain?
Oh, I'm not saying
faucet.
Yeah.
That's the one you want.
Yeah,
the water goes down the drain. Out the faucet.
Out the faucet, I guess. It goes out the drain, too. What about if it were on the side of a house? What would you call it?
Hydrant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if you were talking about that, if your water pipes froze, and you might say it was so cold last night that our pipes froze and then they
burst.
Something else. You know, there's a kind of like a cooler, like a water cooler sort of thing. It'll have something on the side that you turn to get the water out of.
Spigot.
Okay. Yeah. A long time ago, people used to buy flour and all sorts of
printed sacks.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. I can remember having some clothes made out of those.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Doll clothes too. It seems like
right.
They used to do
But small clothing, of course, when we were small, you know, it didn't take very much. But I can remember having clothes made out of flour sacks.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about something that, like, they might put, say if you brought fruit at the store. Now, the grocer, of course, now it's plastic, but the grocer then would have put it in a...
Fruit at the store back then.
Yeah.
Basket, I'd say.
Okay, and then later,
or a crate.
Okay.
I mean, if you bought a large quantity.
And how about if you were a kid and you bought some candy at the store, what would they probably put it in?
A sack.
Okay, what would it be made of?
Just a little brown paper sack.
Paper sack. Yeah.
Right.
Did you ever hear it called anything else? Have you ever heard of a poke?
No.
No. I didn't think you would. That's before your time. We're talking about pokes. Another type of bag or sack that was made of rough material and like potatoes used to come in it.
Tote sack. Right.
Now, a long, long time ago, they used to use wooden, they'd roll them off a truck.